You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Voters will have a chance to weigh in on police oversight come November. City Council announced today a charter amendment they hope to pass deals with a civilian police review board. WOSU's Paige Flager has been reporting on this, and she joins me now. Hey, Paige.
Hey, Claire.
So what would voters be weighing in on with this amendment?
The Civilian Review Board would provide independent oversight of the Columbus Police. A lot of cities that are our size already have one of these. The review board would then appoint an inspector general for the Columbus Division of Police, who would be in charge of heading up those independent investigations into cases of police misconduct. It's unclear what the mayor hopes the board will look like exactly, how its members would be chosen, or the types of complaints that it would investigate. But there's a working group that is working to iron out those details before the November election, so voters will be able to make a more informed decision.
We have been hearing a fair amount about a civilian review board from the mayor's office, but I was under the impression that it would come up in contract negotiation with the police union. Why is an amendment necessary?
By putting it in the charter, if we have a new mayor in the future or a new city council, they would not be able to get rid of the civilian review board without getting voter approval first. It also ensures that there will be funding to staff the board unless there's a financial crisis and citywide budget cuts. Also, a benefit of putting it in the charter is that changes can be implemented without having to negotiate with the police union first. Here's Mayor Andrew Ginther.
The charter amendment will allow Columbus voters to clearly demonstrate their desire for police reform and establish a framework for a civilian review board that has subpoena powers, the authority to conduct independent investigations, recommend disciplinary action, and that is fully staffed and funded.
The mayor added that many of the key elements of the civilian review board would have to be negotiated with the police union, but by having everyone vote, they hope that it makes it clear to the union that the people are really behind a civilian review board.
How have local police responded to this effort?
They've stayed largely quiet on the matter. In an emailed statement they provided me, Chief Tom Quinlan said the Division of Police will work within the framework that the community provides.
So what are the next steps with this charter amendment?
City Council will take up the legislation at its July 27th meeting. If it's passed, it will go on November's ballot for a vote by residents.
How confident are they that they'll get the result they want in November?
The working group that I mentioned has been gathering feedback from the community on this topic. Community members said that an independent civilian review board might help with accountability and the relationship between CPD and the community. Here's City Councilmember Rob Dorans.
Over the past month, I received thousands of emails, letters, calls on this topic. And one of the biggest themes I know I have heard, I know Council President Hardin, the mayor, and others have heard, it's a lack of trust that folks have within the current system. It's ironic that that is one of the key principles that national experts told us we need to establish a legitimate civilian review, an independent investigation body right here in Columbus.
The mayor added that given recent protests in Columbus about police and community relations, he thinks that the community is really passionate and kind of engaged right now about police reform.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thanks so much.
Thanks, Claire.